to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline. I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, recently we had someone in the group post a drill, a coach showing how to do an A-skip drill. And it kind of brought up some conversations within the group, but then you and I were talking about that. Can you explain that drill and what it's doing and like, why would I even do it? Those kind of things.
Sure. So one of the challenges, I always laugh, when you work with endurance runners, most endurance runners come into running for endurance. Like they're milers. They're, you know, half marathon, full marathon, 5K, whatnot. So they don't usually do drills. So in the beginning, like when I teach people drills, they just feel really awkward. Well, in track and field, if anyone's ever an athlete, in any athletic, in all athletics, they teach some general running drills. And one of them is the A-skip. And there's several skip drills. And then so they're used to doing those. So like when the coach yells out, A-skip, then the runners do the A-skip. So it's very common. And the reason, so think skip, because skip is the main part of that drill. And really the purpose of the drill is to get the runner to lift their torso and also use elasticity. And the way you use elasticity is you pull the foot up. However, again, we use the term pull and we use the term up, you know, because I'm teaching a standard of movement of pulling the foot up. In normal track and field, just so you guys know, they teach a different element of running, even though the same end result is there. So the fun part of drills, to be honest, is to help the runner to feel what you should feel in running. That's why it's called a drill. And to build the muscular strength and the endurance and the muscle tendon elasticity for them to be able to run longer, faster. So the drills themselves are for perception. They're for a skill and for perception and awareness. So for example, the coach that was teaching the A-skip drill, he was telling the runners, hold your torso up because they kept bending forward. Well, if you bend forward and you're trying to pull your foot, right, you're not going the direction you want to go in your run, which is forward. And right. He was speaking very simply to the athlete, to the runner, and English was his second language. So it was neat because he was using the term up, which I use a lot, right? Because I'm giving people the direction I want you to pull your foot and the direction I want you to hold your line. So he was teaching it very similarly. So that the challenge I had, and this is a really interesting, is they're getting the same end result. And so the skipping itself, guys, for any of these drills, we use hopping more than skipping, but what is actually that general sensation of skipping? It's like as a kid, like when you skip, it's light and it's, you know, it's springy, effortless.
Yeah,
it's springy. It's you're skipping, it's springy and you should be holding up. So think about that. These kids, let's say kids to adult, but really kids up to teenage, college years that do track, skipping is a huge part of their run training. So they build that muscle tendon elasticity. Well, when's the last time you skipped?
Right? Yeah.
Probably not recently, unless you have a little kid or something. So when we teach these movements, so for us, so let's just go real quick into pose. So all the drills that we use that come from pose are all drills from track and field. They're not anything made up. They're all out there. Ball foot hops and these pulls and these. So the difference, though, is that we teach with intent. So we don't, the only two we really avoid with pose are high knees and butt kicks. And the reason we avoid those is simply because we're wanting to work on what's called the reflexive action of the hamstring, which you can have to learn by pulling. And that's the action for your run. So the difference with what we're doing is we're teaching with what's called an intent. And it's nothing against the drills that they do out there. They're fantastic. My challenge that we have with our running group is this. If you were, say, Caroline, you came to my class and I was the track coach. And I said, hey, guys, this is what the drill looks like. here we go, 3, 2, 1, everybody go do it. And then y'all just went and did it. And I gave you no reason for it. We're just doing it.
Right, right.
Well, you would be like, okay. Like, you wouldn't even think about it, right?
Yeah.
You came to the class. This is what I said. Well, here's the challenge. We meet our runners as adults for the majority part, mm-hmm. and as injured adults with a bunch of habits and a bunch of patterns that we have to work on. And then when we start doing things like skipping, they're like, I don't know how to skip.
Right.
Right. I don't know how.
Kind of got to get those webs, yeah. the cobwebs off. Right.
Correct. And then because most of us are type A and overthinkers, we're over here like, am I skipping right? Am I doing this movement right? And it's fun in the beginning. Just so you guys know, part of the fun is letting go of your, your inhibitions.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's a good
point. Well, let me circle back a little bit, because one of the, I don't want to go too far down this thing without circling back, because one of the things I noticed too is that drill, the A-skip, we don't necessarily do it because, and this is what I thought was interesting, is it's because the focus is not as much, the coach was talking about springing, right, or up, but the focus that I saw was on the position of the knee, which is why we don't do high knees. Because, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but as I understand it, when you're focused on the knee, then the quad is doing the work, and that's putting pressure on the hip. Where if you're dealing with the elasticity and moving that foot in and up or activating the hamstring, then you're not worried. The position of the knee is actually at a 45 and you're not worried about the knee. You're activating the hamstring and it puts less pressure on the hip. Am I describing that correctly?
Yes. Here's the challenge. You have one job in running, and that's to pull your foot up from the ground. You don't care about anything else. You have to let go of all that. You don't care about muscles. You don't care about muscles. And this is important, guys, because when people, I hear so much, my knee hurts. My knee hurts when I run. My knee hurts when I run. I'm like, stop talking to your knee and start talking to your
exactly,
foot.
Exactly.
And this is funny. I just want to say it real quick, because we just had a runner and her knee was hurting. So I said, it's like you're running on a flat tire. The reason your knee is hurting is because you need to inflate your glutes. So I just said, all I want you to do for the next 2 days is every time you start walking, activate your glutes, squeeze your glute every time you get up and start walking. And sure enough, 2 days, her knee hurts none. And we were laughing about it, but there's a reality that there is a reason why we do strength exercises, because you need to have strong joints and strong muscles and all that good stuff. You need it. However, what we really emphasize in running is you want to use less muscles and less impact and less joints. And the way to do that is to work on the correct running action. And that's pulling your foot up from the ground. The best part is if you do that, your lifted foot will land with gravity naturally under you. You don't have to do a thing. It saves your joints. And the hard part is first you have to process that. And we talk about this all the time.
That's kind of what I was saying, is that we don't want them focusing on the knee per se. We don't want them focusing on want them to literally let go and only do the, and it's not even like, we call it an action of the pull. But that's it. Like, everything else is a natural reaction. Your hamstring, the gravity, everything else is out of your control, which is what I find so fascinating. Kind of circling back to that drill and the person putting it up, was it was like they were trying to find that, well, this is a drill you don't teach, Valerie, but it sounds like he's doing the same thing you teach. So maybe I should do this drill too. Like, you had some secret bucket of drills that you're not teaching us or something.
Yeah.
I found it fascinating that, again, but they're shutting off to the fact that running is only that one action and everything else is out of your control. And I find
everything
that
else is a
fascinating
reaction.
That she wanted to find another drill or another thing. I felt like she was saying, oh, I can control this.
Well, and by the way, I was the same person to my running coach.
Right.
And so this is important too, guys. When I first started learning pose, I was an aerobics teacher. I taught tons of like step classes and high impact, low impact. So I loved having moves. And yeah, so yeah. When I first met Dr. Romanoff, started learning pose, he sent me a video VHS tape of drills. And I memorized them all. I mean, I just would watch the video and I would do it and I would watch the video and I would do it. And then I was like, where's some more drills? And he was like,
yeah,
it's not the drills, Valerie. You're missing the whole point. It's the running. Yes. Like you're not. And so I was laughing because guys, I have to tell you, when I train, I mean, and I'm 25 years into this. I mean, I'm 35 years into coaching, but 25 years of studying this movement and teaching and coaching and being a student myself. So I've been through all those thought processes, and it's the same thing. By the way, it's fun to get on the internet and you see something and you want to try it. I tell people, go for it. Try it. Have fun. Like it's your body. Move it. What is the intent though? Start to look at why am I doing this movement? What's the purpose and how will it help me in my run? See, that's what I say, because it's like everything I'm giving you is to help you be better at running and standing and walking and sitting. But ideally, you're working on the intent of these movements. So that's what I like to tell people. So if you try something, have fun with it, but ask yourself, is it going to help me fall? Is it going to help me pull? Is it going to really help me? Right. And then sometimes it's fun to just go ahead.
And so back to this A-skip, what it's helping you, right, is that muscle elasticity, that skipping. And it's more and holding your line, keeping your body upright, right? That was the focus of it. And so if you took that drill and you said, well, how this is interesting, Valerie teaches this, and you really kind of analyzed it from a pose perspective and took the idea of where my knee is going out of it, right? And
well, we do that we actually already do that drill. It's called a forward lunge. We have every drill that you see, we have it. And here's my challenge to everybody out there. If you've ever tried my drills, because in the beginning, people are like, you just look like you're bouncing around and you look silly. But when you see an elite track athlete do it, they look really awesome. So go watch them. I mean, watch them, watch these elite people. They're amazing. And then, you know, we're doing a modified version of what they're doing is what we're doing.
Absolutely.
That's the point.
You're just using different words to keep our mind from on the right movement, right? And you're simplifying it. That's the other thing that I find so fascinating is you're saying, look, I don't want to complicate that. I have to do 16 drills and 25 warmups and all this stuff. I want to just do this one or two things and focus on this one thing and just do that, right? And what's so funny is that after a period of time, people that work with you or follow you or do whatever, they get to this point where there's got to be more, but there is more. And that more is, like you said, we're meeting with some more people that are coming, finding you and saying, okay, I've been following you. I'm doing really well, but now I want to get faster. Now I want to go for a goal.
Now I want to take my training past the learning level. Like I feel confident that I'm running. Now I want to get to Boston, or now I want to get faster. Now we can say get to Chicago. I think Chicago started a time goal.
Yeah.
Not even just faster, but running longer and just having that confidence that you can do that. And then I'll keep circling back. Here's the fun thing. I've tried, like, I'm awkward as a runner.
Yeah.
And this is why I got into it. And I laugh because, guys, this is who I'm talking to, right? I'm talking to the same person that's out there like me. And, you know, back in my day, when I first got into this, I didn't know anything about running. And I just thought we ran. You put your shoes on, you go running. And then we started getting all those little injuries, the shin splints, the plantar, the whatever, hip twinge. And no one at the time said, you ought to think about maybe doing some running drills or working on your muscle tendon elasticity. No one said that. Back then they said, oh, your shoes. It's just your shoes, right?
Yeah.
So when I got into the drills, but I am a strength coach and I am a personal trainer and I did all that. And I thought, well, there's really correct movements for lifting. Why wouldn't there be a correct movement for running? It made so much sense to me. And then when I did find it, I was like, oh, here's some progression drills to get me better at running. Doesn't that make more sense? Like when you start to think about it. So drills are fantastic. And I love that track and field does drills. I use their drills all the time. Soccer drills we use, football drills we use. all of the sports, every other sport that includes any bit of running has running drills, except for endurance, right? We're supposed to just put our shoes on. So right. This is like, to me, the fun. And by the way, and also, like I said, you'll see things like, hey guys, grab a jump rope. It's great for your running. And I'm thinking almost no adult I know knows how to jump rope.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm one of those.
Right. So then I teach people to jump rope because first you need to learn how to jump rope. Then it's great for your running. Right. So that's, I mean, that's, I guess, circling back is that we want you to have fun and we want you to understand that everything we're doing, like in our program, is really just to help you get better. And so then when you do see things out of context or in a different, like, you know, oh, wow, look, because I think that was the fun part of what she saw in the video was like, that looks similar to what we do, which gives you a little validation. And I'm telling you guys, like, I promise it's being done and it's worth your time, right? It's fun.
Right. You're just not maybe calling it an A skip. And that's the other thing is that because, and we were kind of talking about that before we got on this podcast, is if I wanted to get better at golf, I would go find a golfing coach and they would walk me through like how to warm up, how to get my swing right. And they would walk me through the elements of a correct swing. And right. I'd follow other golfers. I'd look at other things, but I would most likely not go back to my coach and go, well, this coach does this. Why aren't you teaching me this? Right. And that's because there's a standard of movement and you understand that what my coach is teaching me of the standard of movement with golf is the same thing this other coach is going to teach me the standard of movement. But because we don't have, guys, there is not a accepted standard of running form. There is, but nobody is going to like go around it and say, okay, we all agree and we have an association and we're all saying this is the standard, because nobody has said that. We're constantly questioning, is my coach teaching me the right thing?
Right. And that's fun that you use the golf. And I was telling Caroline that when I became, I got CrossFit certified, oh my gosh, a long time ago, 2011. And I'd been a strength coach already for years and years. And I was just, my excitement with their certification was every movement had a standard. So when someone say did a squat, there was things you looked for and everybody had to meet that standard in order for their squat to count. And if they could not reach the standard, then you had to give them modifications so they could get there. And some of the modifications like were sitting on a box or things like that, so that we could help them get there. And then we needed to do things like work on their hip mobility and ankle mobility and strength and all of it so that they could meet that standard. And that's exciting as a coach, because one, you're giving your athlete a goal and you're all teaching to the same standard. We might use different cues, by the way, and that's fine. Like different wordings and different ways to get there. We're all though trying to get to that same movement. And that's the challenge with running is people try to emulate runners and they do things like that they think the runner is doing. So we learn things like pump your arms, and people say things like, I hear all the time, like run tall, things like that. And then on the other end, you're getting shoes that try to control the motion of your foot. So we really are not ever taught how to run. We're just told what we should be doing. Our arms should be pumping, you know, you should be standing tall. So we're giving you direction without giving you like the end goal of what you should look like when you run or what is the proper running action. Right. So then when you have that standard, then you can go look at drills and talk to other coaches and all that, because we're all talking about the same movement pattern. The challenge is that I'm talking about it, but really almost no one else is. We're still very much not talking about pulling the foot up and using gravity to fall. Unfortunately, the running community is still talking about placing the foot on the ground and controlling that motion.
Right. Absolutely. So guys, when you're out there looking at things and you're looking at what Valerie's doing and maybe you're looking at other people that you follow, feel free to like try it like she's talking about, and you can question it and you can even send us an email and say, hey, I saw this drill or I saw this. How would I put this into pose? Like, how does this fall into, you know, am I seeing this right? and really try to focus on that. And I think that's really important, guys. And then when you're doing that also, I'm going to, from the mindset side of things, why are you looking at other coaches? Why are you questioning? Are you bored? Are you trying to find an answer to something? Do you have a goal set up? Because a lot of times we look for those other things. We look for those new ways because we don't want to face maybe that we're not living up to our own, you know, what we think is our potential. Maybe we're getting a little unmotivated. So we're looking for something to get us up in the morning and get going. And those are all mental issues that you're trying to fix with a physical problem by controlling, like, oh, then there must be a different way, or there must be a simpler one, or there's got to be another drill. So as from your mindset perspective, I kind of want to challenge you guys when you're looking at this stuff to think about those things from a mindset side and from the physical side, and feel free to reach out to us. We're here available for you at support@runrx.fit. That's support@runrx.fit. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.